949. Your privacy is our priority.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this absolutely wonderful, fantastic Wednesday, November 8th, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So absolutely excited about the state of Michigan, the direction we are going. Folks, this was the beginning of the take back of our state. Let me explain the details. This is deep. This is a lot of information. I'm going to throw it out at you, but it's the beginning. Last night, I stayed up until about 12:30, 1 o'clock. I think finally I fell asleep about 1:30. I put a tweet out on my X account, my Twitter account, with a link to the Detroit News, Detroit Free Press. Their story came out at 12:24 in the morning. I saw it, I clicked on it, I read it, and I yelled out and literally scared Miss Vicky. Mr. Snoop started barking. She's like, what the heck? I said to her, gridlock. Gridlock has happened in Lansing. And you have to understand that this is groundbreaking news. I don't know if the national media is going to cover it or not. But the city of Warren announced at 12:24 last night that the city of Warren, the third largest city in the state of Michigan, has elected a woman to be their mayor. Warren voters elected a new mayor, State Representative Democrat Lori Stone, who will make history as becoming the city's first female top office holder. 43 years old, kind of a little puffy, a little chunky there in that photograph. Stone, 43 years old, won Tuesday's general election with 11,876 votes, inching past the city human resources director, George Demas, who got 10,488. She won with less than 1,400 more votes. Think about this. You got almost, well, let's see, over 22,000 people voting. She got 11,876 to his 10,488. Let's add those up. 11,876 plus 10,488. 22,364 votes. Now, when you subtract his vote total from the total vote, 11,876 was her number. 10,488. The difference was 1,388 votes. You divide that by two, you come to 694, you add one, plus one. If 695 people had not voted for her but voted for him, he would have won by one vote. Over 22,000 people voting, it came down to 695 people making the difference. Now, I explained it per the MERS news service story that Demas, the human resources director, who had been endorsed by the current mayor, Jim Fouts, term limited because he served four terms as the mayor. 16 years. He had been the mayor, Jim Fouts had been the mayor of the city of Warren. Great favorability numbers, great approval numbers. He came out and endorsed the Republican Demas to run against Democrat State Representative Lori Stone. He outraised her. $154,000 for a mayor's race. She only raised $60,000. He outraised her 2.5 times to 1. Now, if you're a traditional establishment Republican, Congressman Jack Bergman, State Senator John DeMoose, State Representative Cam Cavett, the Republican Party under the previous chairmanships of Bobby Shostak and Ron Weiser, the old guard, that's all they care about is raising money. Money, 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 money. You got to raise money. If you raise money, you'll win. It's that simple. This guy, Demas, outraised her 2.5 times to 1. $154,000 to $60,000. You know what she did? She knocked on doors. I can guarantee you she wore out probably 3 or 4 pairs of shoes. Literally. The soles with holes in them. She threw them in the trash. She knocked on 15,000 doors. Demas, the Republican? Well, I raised all this money. He did mailers. He probably ran some ads in local newspapers. He put up flyers. He did signs. He had signs everywhere. Because money is how you win elections. He only knocked on 5,000 doors. He even was so stupid, politically stupid, that he posted on his social media pages that he had ordered 4,800 magnets for the refrigerator and that he had ran out, passing them out door to door, which meant he probably knocked on 5,000 when he ran out of 4,800 magnets for the refrigerators. Magnets on the refrigerator is the worst spending of money in the history of politics. Why? Because everybody goes to the refrigerator at least twice a day. They're going to look at your name? No. A business card with your name on it and the date of the election so that people can put it with their driver's license is the way to go. They go to vote. They're going to get a ballot. Show us your driver's license. You pull out the driver's license and guess what? Right there's the business card telling them who to vote for. She passed out 15,000 business cards door to door. She knocked on 3 times. Now, again, I want to make this point clear. He outraised her 2.5 times to 1. She outdoor knocked him 3 to 1. And she beat him by less than 1,400 votes. Again, 695 people had voted for the Republican versus the Democrat. He would have beat her by 1 vote. But he didn't knock on doors. You want to win elections? Knock on doors and talk to the people. Give them a business card telling them who you are, when the election is, and who to vote for. You outwork the other side. You put in the steps. You know the little watches now we all have that counts your steps every single day? You log in 12 to 15,000 steps a day, knocking on doors, you win. It's that simple. The current mayor, four-term mayor, 16 years mayor of the city of Warren, Jim Fouts, endorsed George Demas. He outraised her 2.5-1, but she outworked him 3-1 on knocking doors, and she beat him. And you know what it did? Along with Democrat State Representative Kevin Coleman's victory in Westland, we now have gridlock in Lansing. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lansing is shut down. After Coleman resigns on Thursday afternoon, they're down to 55 Democrats to 54 Republicans. And when Lori Stone resigns, because she's going to be sworn in January 1st to be the next first female mayor of the city of Warren, we've got gridlocks, folks. We have gridlock on New Year's Day. 2024 is going to start with an absolutely, we the people are coming in 2024. Vicky and I are going to help collect signatures for Katie Ness. I beg that you take some time. If you need gas money, they got gas cards. Come down, get the walking list, get the petition sheet, get her business card, and knock on doors. Just like the Democrat Lori Stone did in the city of Warren. Explain to them, hand out the piece of paper that Katie Niss's folks have put together of her voting record. These are the bills that Bad Betsy Kofia, your current state representative, has either sponsored, co-sponsored, or voted for. Do you agree with these policies? Heck no, I don't agree with those policies. Well, then sign here to recall her. And oh, by the way, here is the constitutional conservative Christian woman that's running against her in that special recall election in May. Folks, you can bang out 100 signatures in 2-3 hours. You'll get some exercise. You'll get to talk to people outside of your district. You don't live in Leelanau County. You don't live in the western part of Traverse City, Grand Traverse County. But you can talk to the people. Send an email, recallbadbetsy@gmail.com. If you want the link, just text me, Bad Betsy. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Spalberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalberg, electsmalenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spalberg for state rep.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Longtime listener, loyal patriot, Lapeer Tea Party, county commissioner now. Congratulations, William Hamilton. Listening to the show, got informed, engaged, educated, became a precinct delegate, became part of the Lapeer County Republican Party. Started attending meetings, started going to school board meetings. He ran unsuccessfully for school board, but running for school board got his name out there on the ballot. People of Lapeer started all of a sudden know who William Hamilton was. Well, then he decided to run for county commissioner, and guess what? He won. Yes, a longtime listener. William, how long have you been listening to my show? He's been with us almost from the beginning. Years he's been with us. As a matter of fact, he bought a WellConnect unit and installed it himself. If you're listening downstate and you want to take advantage of buying a WellConnect unit, factory direct, do-it-yourself installation, save thousands of dollars. Get a 30% federal income tax credit for this year and a rebate if you have one available to you from an electric co-op. William Hamilton is willing to come and advise you, coach you, help you install your unit. He's in Lapeer County. So if you're listening in southeastern Michigan right now, I can put you in touch with William Hamilton on a Saturday. He can come down and help you install the WellConnect unit. He says he's been listening since 2014, 2015-ish. He's been listening to this show 8 to 9 years. How old are you now? Because he started 8 to 9 years ago. Well, guess what? Guess what? He got elected to be a county commissioner in Lapeer. He just texted me. He said it was a great night for the city of Lapeer, too. All four, listen to this, all four of our Patriot commissioner candidates for the city of Lapeer won last night. We took it back from the pot-loving libs. William's going to turn 41 this month. When's your birthday? 41. He started listening to this show, folks, when he was 32, 33 years old. Became a precinct delegate, got involved in the Republican Party for Lapeer County, ran for school board and lost, but because of that run, had name recognition in the county and got elected and is now a sitting county commissioner. Great family. Great family, married. I've met his wife. They come to our fun shoot together. His daughter. As a matter of fact, William, do you remember we were at that rally for Trump, Auto Workers for Trump, down there on Van Dyke and 17 Mile Road that Brian Panabaker put on? We went into the restaurant there and we bought a pizza. We sat on your tailgate. We were hungry. You and your daughter and I had pizza together on the back of your tailgate of your pickup truck. William comes back. Yes, he remembers that, and he said, knocking on doors helped a ton. I bet you lost some weight knocking on those doors, too. Got some exercise, got to meet the people. Yes, keep knocking on those doors. We're going to do it, baby. We're going to do it next year. Our listening area, I don't care where you're at. Antrim County, Charlevoix County, Emmett County, Otsego County, Presque Isle County, Sheboygan County, Mackinac County, Chippewa County. I don't care where you're listening. You're going to be on the ballot next year. And we are going to knock doors for you. We are going to organize every single one of these races, every single one of these campaigns. We, the people, are going to get volunteers, and we are going to knock on doors for you. I'm going to teach you how to get business cards cheap at your local printer. How to create those business cards with the proper messaging on there, and you're going to knock on doors and tell people who you are, why you're stepping up, why you're running for office, and you're going to get elected next year. You just don't know it yet. I've been praying on all you guys. I've been praying on this show. I've been praying on our mission, and yesterday it started to happen. We've got gridlock in Lansing. Katie Ness is going to get the signatures. She's going to recall Bad Betsy, and she's going to get elected in May. We're taking that seat from a Democrat to a Republican. She should have never been elected in the first place. The communist, liberal, socialist Jack O'Malley, big tax Jack. Yeah, he should have never been in that seat to begin with. He was a horrible candidate. He was a horrible state representative. Well, he's left town with his tail tucked between his legs because they elected Bad Betsy. Well, now we're going to replace Bad Betsy with a good Christian conservative Republican, Katie Ness. We're going to do this, people. I am so pumped up, I didn't even need coffee this morning. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything